Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
And grieving, why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step out and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and good old mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple life. Sleep, you do without sleep. Give me the simple life. I love to whittle and play a little tune on a 10-cent pipe. I don't aim to worry, hustle or hurry. Give me the simple life. I greet the sun when I awaken. The sky is clear up above. Like my scrambled eggs and bacon, served by someone that I love. Life could be thrilling with one who's willing to be a farmer's wife. Kids calling me pappy would make me so happy. Give me the simple life.
And today is the first Sunday in May, and it's also the day in the year that we celebrate the birthday of a particular performer, one of the most successful, influential, and most loved in the popular music field during the 20th century, and that is Bing Crosby. Well, Bing was born on May the 3rd in 1903, and we heard him open our show this morning with a song that he recorded in 1945, Give Me the Simple Life, which pretty well sums up Bing's appeal. And it was written by Ruby Bloom and Harry Ruby. Well, once again, we're going to have our own birthday party for Bing. And we're going to enjoy a few selections of music from the immense repertoire of recordings he made. I don't know quite how many songs he recorded. I think I read once about 1,500 to 1,700, but many of those went on to become great hits. Not surprisingly, because he did have an amazing voice. He had a very rich, warm baritone, and it had a great intimacy and directness, and it was certainly very remarkable for that lovely, warm tone, very pleasing tone, as well as his considerable range and accuracy. Well, he is considered, as I mentioned, to have been perhaps the most popular and influential media star of the first half of the 20th century, both in music and in film, and, of course, television. Well, we're going to hear a very tiny selection from the immense repertoire of his recordings this morning, both singing alone and singing with friends. And we'll start out with some solo recordings that he made. We'll go to 1940 now, to a recording I always think is particularly a fine example of Bing's voice. And it's written by Bob Wills, and it has a sort of country, western flavor. I guess western's probably the better term. And it's called New San Antonio Rose. Bing recorded several versions of this, and we'll hear the one that he recorded in 1940 with the Bobcats, a small group that was carved out of the orchestra led by Bing's brother, Bob Crosby. Then we'll go back to 1938, to what was a big hit for Bing back then, a song written by Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer. It was introduced in the film Hard to Get in 1938, where it was actually sung by Dick Powell, who was a big film star at the time. Bing is bringing it to us from that year, and it's called You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. And once again, he's accompanied by Bob Crosby's orchestra. And then we'll go to 1941, to Bing again, a slightly western flavor to this one. And that, by the way, was one of the genres that Bing was pretty comfortable in, and not perhaps his most famous, but he always did a fine job wherever he sang. The song is written by Jimmy Davis and Charles Mitchell, and it's called You Are My Sunshine. And we'll start with Bing and New San Antonio Rose.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found, beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit pass that only she would know. Still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, know only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of San Antonio. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own broken song. Empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit path and rose, my rose of San Antonio. still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit pass by the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antonio. You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now. Does your mother realize the stork delivered quite a prize the day he left you on the family tree? Does your dad appreciate that you're merely super great, the miracle of any century? If they don't, just send them both to me. You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. You must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You really love me, and no one else could come between. But now you've left me and you love another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning, being the first Sunday in May, we are celebrating the birthday of Bing Crosby, who was born on May the 3rd, 1903. So we get to listen to his music this morning, enjoy some selections from his multitude of recordings, and of course throughout the year too. But today is his day on the show. We just heard him with three numbers from around 1940. From 1940 itself, New San Antonio Rose with Bob Wills. Very pleasant recording made by Bing, along with the Bobcats. We then heard him again with the Bob Crosby Orchestra personnel on You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby from 1938, written by Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer. And we just heard him from 1941 with the lovely song You Are My Sunshine. Bing actually had started out his career in the 1920s, performing with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, which was then the most popular dance band in the country. He went on to start recording as a solo act with Brunswick Records in early 1931. And he also, in that year, embarked on his film and radio career. And by the middle of the decade, he had pretty well moved on from his early jazz roots. He would return to them from time to time, but he set the tone for the art of the crooner that was to dominate singing for decades. One of the things he was most known for, and many of his recordings took this form, were songs that he recorded with his friends, and we're going to hear three of them right now, taken from a rather nice album. In fact, this is a vinyl album called Bing and Co., aptly named. And here we'll hear Bing with several performers, and all from the 1940s. And we'll start again in 1940 with a lovely song, Mr. Meadowlark. Well, it was written by Walter Donaldson and Johnny Mercer, and we will actually hear Bing performing it with the lyricist himself, Mr. Mercer. From 1949, moving forward, we're going to hear him with Rhonda Fleming, film star of the time, in a recording of a song taken from a movie that they appeared in that year called A Connecticut Yankee at King Arthur's Court. It was a fun comedy and featured some lovely melodies, including this one, Once and For Always. And it was written by the songwriting team that so frequently wrote songs for Bing's movies, Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. And then we'll go back to 1945, to a song that perhaps is not as familiar to contemporary audiences as some of the others we'll hear this morning, called Prove It by the Things You Do, written by Doris Fisher and Alan Roberts. And here Bing is joined in the studio by a young man who went on to become very famous for having a lovely voice too, and that's Mel Torme with his vocal group, the Meltones. So we'll hear that along with the other two songs I mentioned, and we will start with Mr. Meadowlark, Bing and Johnny Mercer.
I'm out in the country, but I don't know why, 'cause I'm strictly a city-loving guy. Just sitting there when a little bird flies my way.
Hello, Bing.
Well, dig me, Jay. I looks at him and he's looking at me.
We're both satisfying our curiosity. Who can this be? Quick like a rabbit,
I gets me a thought. So I ups to him and I say,
what you say?
Ooh, Mr. Meadowlark, we've got an awful lot of serenading to do.
Who to?
Ooh, Mr. Meadowlark, I'm just a city slicker and I'm counting on you. She's got a country guy who whistles. My whistle is thin. Ain't it a sin? So when I begin, that's where you come in. Oh, you're hep and you're hard, Mr. Meadowlark. Now you should cop a gander when I'm kissing my chick.
Look her.
You won't look.
Needless to remark, I'm going to have the decency to exit.
Do, do.
But quick. But what if Mrs. M thinks I'm outstepping?
Fear not, I'll make it all right.
Well, all right.
Oh, Mr. Meadowlark, meet me in the dark tonight. The scene changes, nightfall. Our two characters at the trysting place, Park.
Spoon and Spark with Meadowlark.
Oh, Mr. Meadowlark, we're gathered here to witness this momentous event.
This is a charming little park.
Paid for by the city.
My brother, you're a cinch, because when I send them, they're send.
You mean you're ready?
Suppose I hit a real good riffle.
Well, whistle me a whizzer, and I'll slip you a fin.
That ain't tin.
Now, when I begin.
Why, that's where I come in.
Pretty now. Oh, Mr. Meadowlark, I guess you know that clinker put the finish on me.
Fair weather, friend, eh? Yeah. Needless to remark, I hope you know you put me in a practically impossible key.
I'll tell the Audubon Society.
And if they squawk, then you gotta square it.
Square it. I'll tell them you're tight with two blackbirds from Boston.
Ooh, then I'll get on my mark.
Yes, Mr. Meadowlark, good night.
Less than always, you.
to say you love me. Easy to say you're true. Easy to say the words to...
Fourth floor, ladies' fashion.
CHUO 89.1 FM.
Third floor.
Independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Definitely not elevator music.
Stop the spread. COVID-19 can be deadly. Acting now will save lives. We all need to work together to stop the spread of COVID-19. Staying home protects our most vulnerable. Staying home will help keep our family, friends, and neighbors safe. Do your part. Stay home. For information, visit ontario.ca/coronavirus. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from CHUO 89.1 FM on your dial and the University of Ottawa. This morning, we are celebrating the birthday of a very special singer, actor, and overall performer, and that's Bing Crosby. Huge figure in the entertainment field in the 20th century. And we always celebrate him in the, on this show, the first Sunday in May, because it marks his anniversary of his birthday on May the 3rd, 1903. Well, we're going to carry on with more solo performances from Bing, and we've also got another duet coming up as well. Well, throughout his career, Bing performed in just about every popular form of media, records, film, television, and radio. As I mentioned, he's been described as the most popular and one of the most influential stars of the first half of the 20th century. He did dominate popular music for several decades, and as I also mentioned, he set a style that influenced a generation of singers and performers. And he had a lot of achievements on the record book as well as on record. He was the best-selling recording artist of the first half of the 20th century. Certainly the most popular radio star of all time. And in film, he was the top drawing movie star for 5 years in a row during the 1940s. As I said, very successful and very influential. And of course, there was that wonderful voice along with that easygoing, relaxed style, which gave him a unique appeal to audiences all over the world. But three more recordings from Bing, and we're going to go now to 1951, to a song that was very popular at the time. It actually was featured in the musical The King and I. It was written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, which on Broadway starred Gertrude Lawrence, and on film, Deborah Carr, with Yul Brynner, of course. The musical was opened in 1951 and the film in 1956, and we will hear Bing with a recording he made around about the time of the Broadway musical of the song, I'm getting to it, Getting to Know You. It's a lovely, lovely song, and I think you'll agree that Bing's version of it is particularly fine. And then we'll go back to 1942, another recording that Bing made with his brother's group, the Bobcats, and again, a little bit of a Western flavor. Song is written by Ernest Tubb, and being recorded it in 1942, as I might have mentioned, and it's called Walking the Floor Over You. And then back to 1937, to a song called Never in a Million Years, written by the fine songwriting team of Matt Gordon and Harry Revell. Bing is accompanied by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra on this one, and it was also featured, or primarily featured, in the movie Wake Up and Live, starring Alice Faye and Jack Haley, released in that year. And I should mention as a side note that in the movie, the song was actually sung by another recording artist who was just getting started. Dubbing for Jack Haley, this song was performed in the movie by Buddy Clark. We will hear the version from Bing and Jimmy Dorsey. And we'll start with Bing Crosby and Getting to Know You.
Getting to
getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me, getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by to know you, getting to know all about you. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day.
You'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you. Darling, you know I love you well. Love you more than I could ever tell. And I thought you wanted me and always would be mine. But you went and left me with troubles on my mind. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you. Thank you. lonesome too. Walking the floor's good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you and I will until I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, I swear that it's true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you. I'm walking and talking about you.
Never in a million years could there be another you. I would shed a million tears if ever we were through. Never in a million moons could you ever be surpassed. And darling, for a million Junes, this love of ours will last. There would be no world for me if ever we would part. Where I go, your name will be right on the tip of my heart. For only once in every lifetime, someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? No, never in a million we would part. Where I go, your name will be right on the tip of my heart. For only once in every lifetime, someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? No, never in a million years. Never in a million years.
Bing Crosby with three recordings. We have just heard him with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra and Never in a Million Years from 1937. Song written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revell. Before that, Bing with Walking the Floor Over You with Ernest Tubb and the Bobcats from 1942. And as I mentioned, slightly Western flavor to that and also revealing a little bit of Bing's jazz style. He didn't really advert to it very much in his middle years, but he certainly could when he wanted to. And it was where he came from. That was how he started out. Anyway, I always like that number. I think it's really fun. And we heard him with a lovely, lovely version of Getting to Know You from The King and I, written by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM, and we are celebrating today the work of Bing Crosby, who was born in early May, actually May the 3rd, 1903. So we always like to celebrate his work on this particular Sunday of the year. Well, we do have a few more for you this morning, a few more of his recordings, both solo and in company with friends. And we'll hear now two numbers on his own. First of all, a number written by Irving Berlin for the movie Easter Parade in 1948. Bing recorded it in that year. And it's called A Fella with an Umbrella. And then we'll hear him from 1938 again, with a cute number from Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin that was featured in the movie Paris Honeymoon. And that's called You're a Sweet Little Headache. Two more songs from Bing. And we'll start with A Fella with an Umbrella.
I'm just a fella, a fella with an umbrella, looking for a girl who saved her love for a rainy day. I'm just a fella with an umbrella, glad to see that skies of blue have turned into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, and that's what I long to see. Maybe the break in the weather will prove to be a break for me. So I'll be the fella with an umbrella. If you'll be the girl who saved her love for a rainy day. An umbrella, looking for a girl who saved her love for a rainy day. I'm just a fella, fella with an umbrella, glad to see the skies of blue have turned into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, and that's what I long to see. Maybe the break in the weather will prove to be a break for me. So I'll be the fella with an umbrella. If you'll be the girl who saved her love for a rainy day. But you are lots of fun. I've a good mind to spank you, then thank you for all you've done. You're a sweet little headache, full of quaint little schemes. But when I should forget you, I let you disturb my dreams. I thought that I could hold my own with you. You've got me all perplexed. Here am I alone with you. What are you going to do next? You're a sweet little headache. If you keep on that way,
What a sweet little heartache you'll turn out to be someday. Sweet little heartache you'll turn out to be someday.
Bing Crosby from 1938 with You're a Sweet Little Headache. Well, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before here on CHUO 89.1 FM, and we've been celebrating the birthday of Bing Crosby with some selections from his work. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I hope you'll be able to join me again next week for more music from this time of wonderful song. Please stay with us right now, because Randy's going to be joining you in about 5 minutes with some marvelous jazz. 2 hours of it this afternoon. I promised you another duet, and we will hear now, to see us out, an excerpt from a radio show from 1954 and a medley of tunes brought to us by Mr. Crosby and Mr. Sinatra.
Friends, Mr. Sinatra and I would like to do a medley of Among My Souvenirs, September Song, and As Time Goes By. Mr. Trotter, would you please?
Nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest. And though they do their best to give me consolation, I count them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs. Oh, it's a long, long while from May to December. But the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. All the days dwindle down to a precious September. And these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend. Remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh, the fundamental things apply as time goes by. Two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely, no matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date, hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. And woman needs man, and man must have his mate, that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. Love.